talking about a program, College Within a College. And I want to recognize Dr. Ricky Brower and Abby Santana sitting in the front row who are instrumental in getting this program off and running. How do we make this thing?
Just click to left click.
Left click. And I have no relationships to disclose. The rationale for developing this program at Jefferson, there's much literature about the opportunities and reasons to integrate public health into medical education. A recent article in The Lancet, the Institute of Medicine report, the AAMC has been active in population health curricula for years. The recent publication in the Association of Prevention of Teachers of Research on patients and population. And our leadership and curriculum committee has been talking for several years about how we might better prepare students as clinicians. And we looked at all this evidence and talked with colleagues, and we literally looked about what is the future of medical care and what should we be doing in preparation students and preparing them, and looking at prevention and health promotion and everyday patient care, a strategic focus on the non-biologic determinants of health, and increased awareness by medical providers about resources, community-based resources that could enhance care, global health opportunities and challenges, healthcare reform, and addressing the needs of an aging society with dignity. So there's a lot of rationale in the literature and on our campus as we think about educating future physicians. We talk about the expanded chronic care model. We talk about accountable care organizations, primary care, medical homes. I think public health principles and practice can augment all these discussions. We talk about educational reform, and Dr. Fetterman from the AAMC talking about students becoming agents of change, committed to a system that's equitable, cost-effective, prevention-oriented, universal, and thus moral. The college within the college, so what we're talking about is a college within a medical college. Lots of medical schools around the country have developed programmatic tracks that are outside the traditional curriculum. So we look closely at programs like Brown and Duke, Stanford and Pitt, and decided in the fall of 2010 to begin two scholarly concentrations, one in population health, emphasizing public health, global health, and community medicine, and the other end of the spectrum, clinical translational research. So Jefferson started with two colleges within the college, and I'm going to talk about the population health. It is a parallel and elective curriculum. It provides longitudinal mentored relationships, didactic session. It is a four-year course, and it is driving the registrar crazy on how you develop a course number for a four-year course. We're working on that. Completion of a scholarly project, it can be completed within 4 years, there's no additional tuition, and we folks can apply credits to other advanced degree programs, including 15 credits towards an MPH program. Students have to be in good academic standing. We started in January of 2010. Students, we want them to come to school, get organized, pass anatomy, make sure they can live in Philadelphia, and then we take over. Okay. So the program begins early in February of their first year of medical school. It's carefully, and I say very carefully, woven into the medical school calendar, which is already dense and examination-laden. We have didactic sessions, seminars, experiential programs. Years 3 and 4, folks complete their usual clinical rotations and electives. And in the summer between year 1 and 2, students will work in areas related to their interest and we have a scholarly product in year four. And this may take a variety of forms, from research papers, presentations, developing curricular modules, doing a policy analysis. We think and feel, and so far I think it's bearing fruit, that it is a unique experience and exposure. It is a graduate student forum within a medical school environment, which is very different. It is an opportunity to keep learning alive in areas given less time in the traditional curriculum. Students will get recognition at graduation with an extra paragraph in their dean's letters or certificate of completion, and credits towards an additional degree. We anticipate over 5 years that we will recruit 175 students into this program. And that 20% of those will go on and take an additional year and get a joint degree, that is an MD and MPH, or an MD and a master's in chronic disease management. That is our goal. The Jefferson student, we sort of arrives day one, they go for 4 years, and they bounce all over the place, and then they rest. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is make that hopscotch journey a little more reasonable. What we're talking about is, how do you bridge medical education and population health principles, practice, knowledges, and skills? And we are trying to train not public health practitioners, but clinicians who use public health principles and practices in their daily lives as clinicians. Those who want to go on and do public health as a career with an MD degree, we encourage to do the joint degree. But the students enrolled, we want them to be good clinicians first. Looking at professionalism and how that relates to social justice and so forth, we think that this program is ideal for those interested in a career in academic medicine or community-based research, addressing health equity, improving quality and cost, engaging with communities either locally or globally, and achieving beyond the curriculum. We started with a lengthy pretest looking at attitudes, beliefs, and knowledge around public health principles and practices. We're looking at student and mentor satisfaction. Jefferson historically and actually has the longest longitudinal study of medical school graduates, so we'll be able to track them for years. There's a AAMC questionnaire and so forth. It's being built, or this program was built on existing programs at Jefferson, including the Department of Family and Community Medicine, the Center for Urban Health, primary care practices throughout the city serving vulnerable populations, and a lengthy list of established community programs and community partnerships. We have the largest medical student homeless care clinic in the country, been going since 1992, doing a variety of things, including streetside medicine in Rittenhouse Square. We have a growing immigrant and refugee health center at Jefferson, serving now over 800 refugees from many, many nations, and a strong partnership with the Nationality Service Center. And we have global programs. One I'm particularly involved in with my students is a program in Rwanda doing a variety of public health and clinical projects. And the Center for Urban Health has been, for the last 10 years, involved in a whole host of programs. And we have at Jefferson the Jefferson School of Population Health, which offers a master's degree and doctoral degrees in a variety of areas. So as I say, this is a four-year course, and this is how we've designed this across the 4 years. And I hope everyone has a handout, just a couple of highlights. If you look at years one and two, it's essentially an introduction to public health course and the social and behavioral foundations of public health course, taught over 2 years and integrated into what the students are doing in their regular coursework. In the summer, there are a variety of opportunities in Philadelphia or globally to work. In year three, they will go through their regular clerkship assignments, but admitting patients and asking questions, well, why are they there? And sort of like the emergency room going upstream, what might have prevented the admission and what policy change would improve quality of care and so forth. We suspect students who are going to do the joint degree will transition between year three and year four, take the year off, complete the MPH degree, then come back to Jefferson Medical School. So our first class, we recruited 28 students, which was 12% of the class. We asked them to complete an application essay. We identified and recruited mentors from all over the medical school. One of my favorite is a surgeon who directs the surgical clerkship program, but she's also in our MPH program getting a public health degree. So she gets it. We developed a mentor's manual and a syllabus. It's a young group compared to the whole Jefferson class. A majority, obviously, undergraduate science degrees. These kids are very active outside the classroom, either as undergraduates or at Jefferson. So it is a select group who have had experiences, lots of cultural awareness training, but know very little about what public health is or can be. The majority see themselves going into family medicine, pediatrics, or OBGYN, doing public health research, and a growing number of strong interest in international health. During the summer, our cohort, 11 of them, traveled overseas. Six of them did a summer internship in Philadelphia, which links public health students, medical students, nursing students in community agencies. Some worked with us in the Center of Urban Health. Others went off to other programs around the country and have already begun to do presentations about summer projects. This was a community-based mental health needs assessment of resettled refugees. And then in year one, they wrote a final paper looking at the problem-solving paradigm, and then taking the thing that they worked on during the summer, prepare a paper using the six components. So these are the year one, 9 to 2 3-hour sessions, reading, online discussion, and group activities. And these are just some examples of session two, race and culture, doing the diversity shuffle, and then reading a series of articles or websites. Particularly while they were in anatomy, we asked folks to think about culture and the views of the body and have the students' views of the body changed since they arrived at Jefferson. An advocacy program looking at what students have already advocated for, group work, developing ideas and themes, and then readings around physician citizens, public roles and professional obligations as an example. We had a community walk around, doing a walking tour, windshield assessment, to a neighborhood center that many of us are working up in North Philadelphia that sort of takes the barriers to health and looks upstream and addresses these issues through an integrated network of services that is being developed. We had a global health session, public health ethics, couple of sessions and case discussions, and students who were traveling overseas did a country health profile. We begun year two. Our session last week was health literacy, looking at the scope of the problem and doing some exercises. Our session next week, when the students are in the Foundations of Clinical Medicine course and looking at cardiovascular disease, we're going to be looking at the Million Hearts campaign and what it's about and how students could get involved in that type of campaign. When the students are studying diabetes, we're going to have a diabetes support group come in and actually hold that during the session and have the students talk with folks that are in that support group. We had movies, presentations, a book club, and we were able to provide textbook and additional books for students to read. We talked about the summer program. Year two, we are looking at 18 2 to 3 hour sessions. Again, built around exam schedules and when there is free time for this group. This is extracurricular, longitudinal. Year three, year four, there are a series of electives that we'll ask our students to do. Jefferson students have 5 electives in their fourth year. So what have we learned so far? And we're early on in this. We completed our first cohort. We needed flexibility in assignment due dates. It is a 4-year course. They were tired of sitting in lecture and PowerPoints, so we had to back off a little on that, but we still wanted to get everybody on the same page, weaving around the exam schedule. Our early evaluation, of the 28 students that began, 4 students left the program, 1 for academic difficulties, 1 involved in many other activities, another it took too much time, and another it's not what she expected. Our overall program rating from 1 to 5 was a 3.4, several sessions getting very strong ratings, and the early sessions where we were lecturing too much got hammered. So we learned our lessons. They wanted more community immersions, and I think importantly, better understanding what MDs are doing with a public health degree. So we'll be recruiting folks in too, who are actually doing the kind of work. In terms of sustainability, we were fortunate a year and a half ago to receive a HRSA grant, one of their joint degree program grants, for over 5 years, which really helps support additional staff, additional organization, and additional mentors for our program. So all the mentors are receiving some funding for their work, and we have recruited a couple of new staff as part of this particular program. So any questions, you can contact me or my colleague Ricky. When I look at the first two presentations, I think how one builds population health or public health in the medical education is very much site-dependent, and who are the resources and who are the champions to get these things up and going. And each school has to look at where are their opportunities, how traditional is the curriculum. For a medical school to change its name to a public health program is a big difference than Jefferson Medical College, who says we're here to train clinicians. So I welcome further conversation, and thanks.